Blackstone Audio presents Space Boy by Orson Scott Card. Todd memorized the solar system at the age of 4. By 7, he knew the distance of every planet from the Sun, including the perigee and apogee of Pluto's eccentric orbit and its degree of declension from the ecliptic. By 10, he had all the constellations and the names of the major stars. Mostly, though, he had the astronauts and cosmonauts, every one of them, the vehicles they rode in, the missions they accomplished, what years they flew, and their ages at the time they went. He knew every kind of satellite in orbit, and the distances and orbits that weren't classified, and using the telescope Dad and Mom had given him for his 6th birthday, he was pretty sure he knew 22 separate satellites that were probably some nation's little secret. He kept a shrine to all the men and women who had died in the space programs, on the launching pad, on landing, or beyond the atmosphere. His noblest heroes were the 3 Chinese voyagers who had set foot on Mars but never made it home. He envied them, death and all. Todd was going into space. He was going to set foot on another planet. The only problem was that by the time he turned 13, he knew he was never going to be particularly good at math, or even average. Nor was he the kind of athletic kid who looked like an astronaut. He wasn't skinny, he wasn't fat, he was just kind of soft-bodied with slackish arms, no matter how much he exercised. He ran to school every day, his backpack bumping on his back. He got bruises on his butt, but he didn't get any faster. When he ran competitively in PE, he was always one of the last kids back to the coach. And he couldn't ever tell where the ball was coming when they threw to him, or when it left his own hand where it was likely to go. He wasn't the last kid chosen for teams, not while Saul and Vaughn were in his PE class, but no one thought of him as much of a prize either. But he didn't give up. He spent an hour a day in the backyard throwing a baseball against the pitchback net. A lot of the time the ball missed the frame altogether, and sometimes it didn't reach the thing at all, dribbling across the lawn.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?